Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, recording. Shall I press the buttons?
Press the buttons, yes, please.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Whit-a-woo, and how are you?
Yes, the first time you've done it without needing to be prompted. Huge news. Oh my God, does that mean we're a real, you know, entertainment production now that we've got an actual catchphrase that
opens
the show?
Also, I have a format for the show.
Oh my God.
I know.
What is the format? Is it? Are you telling me now, or is it a save? Is it for the whole thing?
No, it's for the whole thing. It's quite essential that it's for the whole thing.
Okay.
So I'm out and about, as you might be able to hear from my background settings. My laptop is on 16% battery.
that's not a format, Helen. That's just bad preparation.
Can we get to the end of the episode without my laptop dying?
Okay,
what
great.
Do you think?
16% is pushing the boundaries of what I would say is realistic. But hey, do you want to just keep us in the loop? Just count every time it counts down. Just say the number. Even if it's in the middle of a chat, and then we'll just move on.
Okay. Oh, it's tense.
Yeah, it's really tense, isn't it? Hey, we should explain what's going on though, shouldn't we?
Oh, we probably should. Over to you.
Well, we're not supposed to be here, are we?
No, but then something happened, didn't it?
Something happened.
Big news. Also, there's only two of us. We should explain that as well.
The thing that happened is that we murdered Tom. We took
so
out
now
a
we're
hit.
Free.
Yeah, we took out a hit on Tom. Because let's be honest, he was the only one that was really enforcing the break, wasn't he? Because he couldn't be asked to do it on his family holiday.
It was him. I was a bit confused what was happening. So we weren't doing it because he was on holiday. Mm. But now we are doing it. But he's still not on holiday.
But he isn't here, crucially, yeah. Now I can explain that bit. Okay, so this week, Tom and I were both supposed to be in Wales filming that TV pilot, remember?
Oh, yes.
So this was a work week where we were going to do long filming days every day, and it was going to be impossible to do this week, definitely. I can concur with that one.
Yeah.
Problem is, last Thursday, old Muggins over here got COVID, didn't they?
No! Double vaccinated Dave got COVID.
I know, right? Absolute shitter that was.
And how are you?
So, well, here's the what I would say.
15%.
Oh, good. That's all right. I like that as a pace, a rough pace. We're 1/16th of the way through the podcast, everybody.
Buckle in.
Yeah. I wonder if it'll get slower or faster towards the end. Do you know what I mean? Like, batteries either just get to like 5 and go, fuck you, you're dead, or the last 1% lasts about an hour, you know?
Oh, that's going to be tense. We're going to have to do an hour-long episode.
Oh, hang on. Are we not allowed to stop until the laptop dies? Is that the thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Yeah, maybe no. Let's keep going. And then just a sudden cliff edge.
Yeah, just fall off it. Yeah. So how I'm feeling is absolutely fine. So what I would say, vaccine-wise, is that it seems to have really chased it away, which is nice.
Oh, that's really good news.
So
that's
got like sort of 2 days of basically a bad cold. Like, I felt rubbish for 2 days, but in a kind of, oh, God, I feel rubbish. Not in a kind of, oh, I'm, you know, sweating a fever out. And like, I've got a few friends that have got it at the moment. I don't know if you've experienced this phenomenon of basically the whole world's got COVID, but all my friends are like, I was chatting to my friend Maeve and she's like, I've changed my bed sheets 4 times since this morning because everyone has like this fever and this shaky, sweaty fever. So I didn't have any of that, luckily.
That's really good. And do you know how you got it? Have you worked out where it came from?
No. Also, what's that wind? Is there a big...
Well, so, shall I tell you what happened is some people arrived at the table next to me, so I thought, well, I better move so it's not noisy. And then I walked into a big wind tunnel. So it's going well.
I'd say it's better to be sat at a table next to some people having a chat, isn't it?
Okay. good producing. Yeah. I'm going back. Also, I've left all my valuables, so...
Oh, yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, yeah, don't worry about that.
All right, okay,
it's ambiance, isn't it? Where are you, by the way? We haven't established where you are.
I'm at Stanley Hall.
Oh, you're back at Stanley Hall with the chairs?
I'm back at Stanley Hall with the chairs, but the hall where I was stood with the chairs is locked, so that's why I have no plug socket, and I'm outside, and the sort of... It's very nice here. Come on down, everyone. There's a sort of, yeah, courtyardy situation.
Are you there for quite a while? Not today, I mean, like, in the next few weeks.
2 weeks left of rehearsals, yeah, till the end of this week, and then until the end of next week. And then we go up to Keswick.
Of course. Back to the lakes.
Back to the lakes.
Well, maybe we should do, like, a live Cabin Fever from Stanley Hall. I feel like Stanley Hall's becoming the venue of choice for this podcast.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So when do you get out of your lockdown?
I'd say there's a big old wind tunnel there again, Monksy.
Oh, for goodness me sakes. All right, 1 second. One hot second.
It's like, that's implausibly windy for what is South London. Like, I've never...
And also, I can't feel any wind on my face.
That's weird, isn't it?
How's the ambiance?
That's perfect. That's absolutely fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Much preferable to the wind.
How long do you have left on your...
I'm out on Friday. So as this episode comes out, I'm about to be free.
Freedom Day.
Freedom Day, exactly, yes. Well, I've missed Freedom Day. You can tell me all about Freedom Day in a bit.
Oh, it was big news.
Big, well, yeah, absolutely. I've seen nothing of the outside world for the last week. So, yes, as soon as I've got Freedom Day, well, I'm going to drive up to Norfolk for the weekend to see my friend, and then...
And then come on down to Stanley Hall, and we can do live from... Yeah. Yeah, live from the plush chairs and the ambiance.
Well, will you arrange for the chairs to be available?
I can make sure that can happen. Yeah. I can find a man with a key.
That's what I need from you, Monks. I don't want to do it in an average chair.
Okay, no, yeah. I can make that happen. I can make a plush chair appear.
Who are the people near you, by the way? What sort of vibes are we giving off?
I'm going to say...
Okay, shall I guess?
I know, I'm going to WhatsApp message you.
Okay, and then I'll read it out, and then we'll know. This is... You want to say something cutting and bitchy, I can tell, but...
Well, sort of.
Oh, teachers.
Yeah.
Fine. That's not cutting or bitchy. But I see why you couldn't say it, because they'd be immediately like, are you talking about us?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm going to just message one other thing.
Okay. Smelly teachers. No, I'm joking. There's a school next door. Oh, fine. Yeah, okay, so they come in. What is it? What the fuck is this, though? 11:43? Where are they? They're not at school.
I think they might be on a break.
On a break.
Also.
Well, this is a whole new format, isn't it? That's Helen typing me a message because we're on a podcast and we can't actually communicate. I've only assumed that because he's wearing a suit and it's very warm. Well, so he might not be a teacher at all.
Yeah, no, correct. Might not be that thing. But why would you be wearing that in this heat?
Oh, I cannot get my head around why anybody wears anything with long sleeves or legs in this heat at any point. It's insane. Yeah. I can barely wear, like, shorts. You know, I'm walking around my house in basically just shorts, like one of those awful men on the beach or in the supermarket in Malaga, you know? But it's my own house, so I think it's fine. And I would never do that outside. But I can't.
I'm fully nude.
Yeah. Or even, is that what happens at Stanley Hall?
Yeah. It's nice to be. Come on down.
Let's get ourselves down there.
It's either full three-piece suit or totally nude. The only two options.
What a theme for a venue that would be.
But you should explain. So why isn't Tom here?
Well, I mean, you have as much information about that as I do from the WhatsApp group.
It's because he doesn't love us. That's the only conclusion.
I can't quite work it out. So basically, yeah, we've gone from an entire week's work. Basically, this is the one situation where I know that we don't have any work because it got cancelled because of my COVID. So yeah, so the reason we had to pull the whole show because Tom and I and Rachel, our producer, had all sat in a room for an entire day, the day I got tested for COVID, basically.
So the BBC
were like, lads. And rightly so. They were like, that feels irresponsible for you to...
Yeah.
You know, even if you guys test negative as well, which they did, in fairness. And I'd say that's another vaccine plus, because nobody I'd seen in the previous week to me getting COVID...
Oh,
has tested positive, and I've spent like
brilliant.
You know, my sister came round for a few hours, a couple of days. My mum came, like, so a lot of, you know, what I would assume were chances for people to catch it from me, but no one has done. So that's good news.
That's really good news. So it's like a little science experiment of our own.
Yeah, what I would say is don't use this as the sort of scientific basis for your life.
12%.
12? Oh, God,
we, I forgot the 13.
And 14.
Oh, did I? Oh, no.
What
I've not
skip.
Been keeping my eyes on the prize.
Because you're bitching about the teachers.
Yeah. Shh, they might hear.
Yeah, well, have you got headphones in?
Yeah, but right, I'm insecure.
Helen's talking about you.
No, oi, I'm teachers. turning you down. So Tom is also isolating, but Tom says that he's not free, and I think it's because he's quitting the podcast.
Oh, do you? I think this is the first step.
I think this is the first step.
Well, look, do you know? Go on.
I was slightly worried that maybe his dog is dead.
No, his dog isn't dead. So the reason he can't be here right now is apparently he's driving his dog up the country. So now Tom is actually technically free because this is very topical of our podcast, and we're not very topical normally, but you know the old pilot program that Boris Johnson invented for himself?
Oh, yeah.
And then had to suddenly go back on
where
you could test your way out of isolation. Well, Tom got selected for that.
No way.
So on Sunday, he got an email saying, what can I only imagine, basically said, guys, we made a thing up and it backfired, but now to make it appear a bit real, we're going to make like 10 of you do it. So Tom got to test his way out of isolation, the lucky
bastard. Oh my God,
bastard.
That's so fun. So he is technically free. Oh, well, that explains it. He must be playing golf or something.
Well, this is it. COVID's really not impacted on him at all. He was at the golf Thursday, Friday. He had to isolate once he got a ping on Saturday for 12 hours. And I quote, he said, and I was going mad already or something. I was like, I've been doing it for a week, mate. Pipe down.
And now he's driving a dog up the country.
Yes. Yes.
And that's not because the dog is dead.
I don't think so, unless he's got very specific dog morgue preferences.
11%.
Okay. I don't believe the dog is dead. I think we'd have heard if Tom's dog had died, wouldn't we?
Yeah, you're right. I don't know, though. The denial phase can hit people really hard, can't it? Where you're in so much denial that you just don't tell anybody.
Yeah, I feel like this is bringing an unnecessarily bleak light to this episode, Monks, if I'm honest.
Apologies. I'll backtrack. Do you know who has a lot of alive animals?
Go on.
Oh, we might want to save it for the second half, actually, because it's on the WhatsApp agenda.
Okay, on the WhatsApp. Oh, yeah, good. Well, let's stick to the format of the show. We've got double formats today.
So
to sum up, I've got COVID. So me and you, Monksy, thought, oh, we've got nothing else to do, have we? We'll do a bloody bonus surprise episode.
Yay, bonus surprise. I'm so pleased because I was feeling really bereft. We both kept writing things on the WhatsApp, didn't we?
Yeah.
Forgetting that we weren't meeting.
Well, that's also the biggest thing that's happened to me in 2 years, you know, getting COVID is, I was like, who am I going to tell this to now?
Yeah.
I've got no bloody podcast to do it on.
You know, you can message even when we're not doing the podcast, though. That's also okay.
It is weird, isn't it, though? Because I feel like, because we have started messaging this week. Since Tom said he couldn't do it, we've started texting just individually.
Yeah, so like normal people.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is what we used to do before we did the podcast.
You noticed that we're skirting around talking about anything substantial at all once we knew we were doing an episode? So, like, I didn't ask you how you were or anything. Like, you've got a deadly virus, and I'm like, I'll talk to you on the podcast.
Yeah, it's very like Letters from America, isn't it? But we do talk a lot in the middle, so we can't catch up on anything.
Yes,
that's fine.
True.
That's absolutely fine. I like it this way, though.
True.
It's good. I think we're finding a nice balance between, you know, middle of the week tittle tattle. Like, I sent you a picture of me having a sit earlier. That was nice.
Did you enjoy that? You did. You sat outside in the sun.
Yeah.
This is my big cue for you. So, what have you been doing?
Oh, right. So, should I tell you what my plan was and then what I've actually done?
Yeah.
My plan was, because I started to feel better on sort of Saturday, I was like, well, I've got a whole week starting Monday. So I thought I'll give myself the weekend off and then I've got so much work to write. I'm writing an entire new series of these musicals. I was like, this is perfect.
Oh.
I've got a whole week where I literally can't do anything else apart from
I can see where this is going.
But then they released Manifest Season 3.
For God's sake.
So I have watched the entirety of Manifest Season 3.
Oh, wow. What a life.
But also, what I would say actually is I've done a bit of writing, but every time I sit down to write, it's like I just start dripping with sweat because it's so hot and disgusting.
So
I just, I don't know how you're, how are you doing your rehearsals?
We're in a dungeon.
Is it cold?
It's cold.
Oh my God.
In the rehearsal room. So what's a bit frustrating for me is I have sort of back-to-back calls and Zoom, so I keep having to come out into the boiling sunshine to do those. And then anytime I have 5 minutes, I'm going into the rehearsal room to pretend that I'm just checking in how it's going, offering a hand if anyone needs it. But I'm secretly just like soaking in the 10%.
10, that's fine. Oh, I think we're doing all right. We're not even at halfway yet then, are we?
Okay.
This is good. This feels like the right sort of pace, the right sort of run rate.
6/16 of the way through.
Exactly, yeah, that's fine.
So yeah, come on down to, actually you won't be allowed in the room that's cold because it's where they're rehearsing, so you have to sit in the hall that's hot.
Yeah, that feels like it's not really worth a trip on hot public transport to South London, doesn't it?
Do you know what I don't understand? How do countries with hot economies keep their economy going?
Hot economies or hot climates?
Oh.
They got a hot economy. The economy's so scorching. But it's a great question, isn't it? I don't understand. Every time I go to somewhere warm.
Yeah.
So, like, if you go to New York in the summer, for example.
Oh,
and
too
this
hot.
Is very much like the teachers wearing a suit. You'll walk down the street and you'll go, they're all wearing business attire and it's 35 degrees. How the fuck are they even alive? Like, I'm not getting out of bed if it's that hot. Never
do you
mind
think
putting
your
on
body
a suit.
Does adjust? Do you think that you just don't worry about it?
No, I think it must adjust. It has to adjust, right? And it's the same with animals as well, because it's been really horrible this week, because I had the dog until a couple of days ago. But I couldn't take him out because of isolation. So the cribs very, very nobly and kindly came over every morning at like 8 a.m. to walk Herc.
They didn't.
Yeah, they did. They absolutely did. They were absolute heroes. It was so lovely.
That's
and they brought
really
me a big
nice.
Sainsbury shop one day as well.
Oh, they love you.
They do. They're very good eggs, aren't they?
You're just saying that because you know they listen, so you've got to say it.
Yeah, that's so true, actually. Imagine they didn't listen. I could bitch about them all bloody day.
It's like things. Tom, we can bitch about Tom because we 9%.
We know he's definitely not going to listen to this episode, don't we?
100%.
But they came over to walk the dog every day, but they had to come super early, and that's sort of like kind of suits their lifestyle because they're what's the word? Grown-ups, so they do get up early, whereas normally I'd be in bed till 10 because I'm a pathetic man-child. But after that, you just can't, like, if you're a dog, you can't go out in this weather.
No.
The poor pups.
Dangerous.
It's really dangerous, yeah. Anything over like 23, 24 is genuinely dangerous for a dog. So again, I was thinking that's what you're saying. Like, what if you're a dog in Spain? Like, how would you ever go out?
Well, it's why they're all shaved so closely.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Broken the back of that conspiracy. The shaving scandal. So what were we talking about a minute ago? Sorry,
oh,
I feel like...
Oh, can you guess the car from the engine?
A Land Rover.
Oh, close. It's a... do you want another go?
A Range Rover.
It's a small Volkswagen white van.
Okay, I see. I see where you got from. I'll be honest, the car has really thrown a spanner in my mental picture of where you are, because I thought you were in like a lovely little seated courtyard or something where it was pedestrianised, and do you know what I mean? I can't imagine where you are.
I'm sat in a car park. Shall I send you a little video?
Yeah, that'd be nice. I feel like you've got a sound effects library and you're just fucking with me.
It is a bit confusing. And oh, you can hear them on the break from the school. It's school break. Can you hear? They've all come out.
Oh, they're all outside. They must be bloody sweating.
Yeah, and they're probably in their suits or whatever for their school uniform. Okay, I'm just filming a little video now, and then I'm going to pan around to where the cars are. So there's where the cars just left. We won't be able to...
I'll tell you what, this feels like a good time for us to take an ad break while you film the video, doesn't it?
Oh,
and then
very
you send
nice.
It, and then we can come back, eh?
Perfect.
Here we go. Cabin. No.
We need Tom.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
8%!
8% as we start the second half. Have you sent me this video yet?
It's sending. So that's perfect, isn't it? That's literally halfway.
Yeah, halfway through the podcast.
Oh, God, God, we're great.
Good. We're good and efficient, aren't we? I think that's
maybe
it.
Maybe this should be the new format every week.
What, me and you and not Tom?
He'd love that. More time for golf.
Yeah, he does love golf, doesn't he? Well, actually, on that note, though, should we make a decision now? Are we going to do the podcast for the next 2 weeks now that we've set a precedent?
Yes.
I just feel like we've proved that it works.
Yes, and I think Tom's going to be so jealous that he's going to phone in from his holiday.
Yes, there it is, isn't it? That's exactly
I bet
it.
You 5 Monzo pounds.
Stop betting me Monzos. All right, hang on. I'm watching
the video,
now.
Here we go.
Okay. Oh, God, it's so confusing because the audio I'm listening to is you on the podcast about 2 minutes ago. Oh, I see. Okay, so it is like a little courtyard. Yeah, I think I get it.
And then lovely can you steps. See? So the audio description is: it's like a courtyard with little chairs, but then you pan around and sort of behind me is the car park of the courtyard with the chairs.
Yeah.
And there's a space where there was a Volkswagen small white van, but the Volkswagen small white van has gone, as you heard.
Huge news.
Huge news. And then my little car Tonks is over there in the other corner.
Oh, Tonksy! Has Tonksy still got her petrol cap sawn off?
Yeah. Proudly. It does stink. It stinks of petrol.
Does it? No petrol cap at all?
Oh no, I got one that doesn't need a key. So it's like it's just a push in. But what actually happens, the reason it smells of petrol is, I don't know why I've started doing this. When I now fill up with petrol, I just sort of miss and spill it everywhere. Which is actually really dangerous now, I'm saying it out loud.
That's really dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know why I do that, because that's nothing to do with the petrol camp, but the petrol camp, where we go on our holidays. 7%!
See you at petrol camp.
See you at petrol camp. I can't wait. I should just get better at filling up the car.
But you've only started to get bad at filling up the car since you got the new petrol camp, is that right?
Yeah, that's so weird, isn't it? And I've been using that as an excuse, but it's nothing to do with the petrol camp. It's to do with my brain being odd.
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it? All right, well, can you keep us, A, abreast of it, and B, just try and keep yourself alive by not pouring too much petrol on the floor? Is that all right?
It's more of everybody else as I drive away.
Yeah, well, that's
later,
it, isn't it?
Suckers.
Yeah, exactly. People coming in, like, putting a cigarette out the window and going, why is the fucking petrol everywhere on the floor?
Is it still true you're not allowed your mobile phone at a petrol station?
I think this is one of life's biggest myths, and I think...
Do you think?
Yeah, I can't remember. This is the sort of thing I've definitely looked up before, and I can't remember, and I wouldn't want to say it's definitely not true, but I'm pretty sure the conclusion was a spark from, like, the tiny, tiny spark from a mobile phone is not anywhere near enough to do anything, you know?
Unless Helen Monks has been previously and spilt petrol.
Well, that's
everywhere.
It. I think that's in the petrol station where they expect customers not to pour it on the floor, which is most of the ones I go
to. That's their stupidity.
I did get told off by a petrol station man once because I walked across the forecourt on my phone.
Really?
Yeah, and I remember shouting back, like, it's an urban myth or something, before I'd even properly read up on it, because I was being precocious mid-20s. But then I think I did look up it after that for that reason. But,
and it was a myth.
I'm pretty sure.
When I first learnt to drive, I drove to my first petrol station and he refused to sell me petrol because he didn't believe that I was over the age of 17 and could be driving a car.
I imagine that's a problem you might still have now.
Yeah, I do always have my ID since that moment in case they think I've stolen a car.
Oh my God, I've never heard of anyone being ID'd for petrol. That's astonishing.
Yeah, he wouldn't sell it me. I had to go to the next petrol station. But also I was like, I'm clearly driving the car, but I guess if he thought I was illegally driving the car, then shouldn't he have been calling the police?
I'd
or
thought,
like,
do something about it, you know?
Yeah, not just leaving me stranded, don't petrolless. Just,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, very strange. So, but the next person did serve you, did they?
They did, yeah. I think they saw that I'd driven up in a car. Wait, so how will that have worked? Oh, I've remembered.
Yeah.
Because, of course, I wouldn't have filled up with petrol, would I? It, like, as in, he would have to sell it me because I've already... You pre-fill and then you go and pay.
Yes.
So it wouldn't make sense to go, well, you can't pay because you're not... Because then I just get free petrol.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So what happened was I couldn't get the cap off. The petrol cap off. Because it was the first time I'd ever done it. I couldn't work out how you did it. Okay. So I went in and asked if he would help me do it. And he said no, because he didn't believe that I was old enough to drive.
Oh, my goodness. Your struggles with the petrol camp have been there since day dot,
oh,
basically.
Oh, yeah. They're long-standing.
I would say is, in fairness to the man...
Yeah.
It doesn't... scream, I regularly drive and know what I'm doing, when you have to ask the guy how to take the petrol cap off your car. And I know it's unfortunate that it was the first time you'd ever done it, but he's probably going, well, literally everybody knows how to do that on their own car, so it does seem a bit suspicious.
He was right, wasn't he? He had a good... But 6%!
6%, all right.
We
well,
better get to this WhatsApp agenda.
Okay, shall we? Well, where do we start? Friday, I think there's the coronavirus reveal. That's fine, isn't it? COVID reveal, we've done that. Do you feel ill? Did for 2 days, blah, 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 blah. That's fine. Oh, Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The Acast supporter feature that we talked about last week.
5%.
So many of you have sent us some donations to the podcast. That's so nice.
So nice.
We were genuinely very touched, weren't we?
We were really... just didn't understand what was happening and thought, are you sure this is the correct podcast to be donating to?
Yeah, but a couple of them specifically referenced you buying some bread with the money, so it must be the right podcast. But genuinely, it's so lovely. We weren't really touting for money, but it's so nice that you sort of wanted to support the podcast, and we do really appreciate it. That's so lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so nice. Thank you. I'm very excited to buy some actual bread rather than get it out. Well, no, who am I kidding? I'm still going to get the bread out of the bin, but I'll buy something else with it.
New petrol cap?
New petrol cap.
How's the wind tunnel? It's kicked in a bit there.
Is it?
Just kicked in a little bit briefly.
Oh.
I don't understand how it's happening. Is it your body in the way of the wind sometimes?
Oh, maybe. Let me move like that. How's that?
Blocking the wind, mate.
Blocking the wind.
Blocking the wind. Blocking the wind. We were just... That was, I'd say, our WhatsApp agenda.
Is that the whole thing?
Thread.
Is that what you've done?
No. I was just saying, when that happened, we were all just... We were all just so grateful, weren't we? There was no jokes knocking about.
Just pure love.
Pure love. And we love you all. And we're very thrilled. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Monday. Well, actually, do you know what? Monday was mostly chatting about whether we should do a podcast or not.
It was.
And then...
I'm a bit lost. I've scrolled all the way back to, like... January, so you keep going.
Well, there's only really one. There's two more agenda points, but they're actually very similar.
5%.
I wrote the words "my uncle," and you also wrote the words "your uncle" on the WhatsApp at almost the exact same time.
So I'll let
you tell the story.
So, one of the victims of Dave's COVID situation is Sarah Cribb, Dave's sister.
Yep.
Who, as you said earlier, came round. And so she's now having to isolate. I live very near to where Sarah Cribb works. So I went and picked up Sarah Cribb's laptop from her work so that she could work from home.
That's so nice of you.
Yeah, I thought it was great of her that she's not using the excuse to have a few days off.
Well, no.
And she was who I was referring to earlier when I said, do you know who has a lot of animals that aren't dead?
Yes.
Sarah Cribb. Because she works at an animal hospital.
Yes.
It's gorgeous. There were so many dogs around.
Of course. You went to the hospital, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to the hospital. Met a very nice woman who thought I was trying to drop off my pet post. So I got there after closing hours.
Right.
And she was very much like, we're closed!
Then
she was really nice when she realised that I was picking up Sarah's laptop. And so then I went round to Sarah, who is staying underneath... your uncle's house in a flat.
Yeah.
Cat sitting.
So she is cat sitting for my aunt and uncle's neighbours, downstairs neighbours. That's the scenario.
Yeah. And so your uncle stuck his head out of the window and said, I love the podcast.
Oh, that's so nice.
And he also put in a request for some spelt sourdough bread because he ordered some in his shop and it didn't arrive. So I'm going to keep a lookout in the bins.
He's putting in future remote orders from the Gales bins in Wimbledon.
Look, it might deliver.
It might. Hey, you know, don't ask, don't get.
Exactly. Exactly. And he was very lovely and also very smart. He's a professor of ethics.
He is.
And he might write a paper on... I know what he was saying. We were talking about... He thinks I have a good idea, which is that we should come up with a format for the show. Apparently, I said that in one of the episodes.
For this show?
For this show.
Well, you've done it now, haven't you? Low laptop battery, done.
Low laptop at 4%, speaking of.
Oh, great. Oh. Maybe that's what we should rename the podcast.
Low laptop battery.
Yeah, battery dying or something, you know? Anyway, we'll work on that. Carry on.
I think we're scraping the... scraping the Gales bin there. He says he's going to write an ethics paper, and I can't remember if it was on... the format of the show, if it was on the Gales bread bin situation, but I'm very excited for him to publish it in a very esteemed journal.
So what? Hang on, what's the paper going to be about?
I don't know, something. TBC.
You texted me saying it was going to be on bread. You asked if he'd write an ethical paper on bread.
Yeah, it was either bread or it was the format of the podcast. I can't remember.
Okay, fine. Either way, look. Either way, we'll welcome an academic paper, Alan. If I'm honest.
Yes, Alan. 3%.
3%.
But yeah, what a nice guy. All your family are pretty nice, I must be honest.
There was
good
a lot
genes.
Of monk's love flying around the family crib WhatsApps as well.
Oh.
You did a good deed, Monksy, and we're all very grateful for it.
I loved it. I got so much love for something that was really not inconvenient in the slightest to me in my life.
I mean, it was. You had to go out of your way.
It wasn't, to be honest, it wasn't really because of where I was coming from. I passed the animal hospital and then your uncle's house is so near to my house that it was maybe like 10, 15 minutes out of my day.
Oh, really? That's it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, God, I mean, yeah. Keep the love coming, but...
No, absolutely. Absolutely sod that. Like, you don't deserve any praise for that. You basically just, walked the route you were going to walk home anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I was thinking, there you are, literally volunteering in a vaccine centre. I think this is the first sort of COVID good deed that I've done of dropping something off or being helpful in any way.
Oh, that's fine.
And I got a lot of praise for it, so maybe I'll do it again.
You did text me the other day going, maybe I'll start doing more good deeds because they feel really good.
People give you so much praise, I love it.
I know, it's great. Maybe there's a lesson there, guys. Good deeds. Maybe that's the new format of the podcast. We do a good deed a week.
Oh my gosh, well, maybe that's a challenge before next episode. I think the thing you're forgetting is that we come up with a format each week. It's just always different from the week before.
Oh, you can't control these brains, you know? You can't control this creative juice from flowing, spilling out of the petrol camp onto the forecourt floor.
I'm up for that, though. Let's both do a good deed before next week. I'm sure you're doing one anyway, just by, you
well,
know.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be more sort of impeded than ever because for most of the time before next week, I can't leave the pissing house.
Oh, so I have an advantage.
Yeah, you've got a four-day advantage to get to crack on and get your good deed in. This is a good format idea. Let's do a good deed.
Yeah, and whoever's is the best wins.
How do we decide who's the best? Get a vote?
Yeah, some sort of voting system.
Yeah, fine. All right. That's good. This is good. This is great.
Yeah.
How about whoever wins gets to keep the money that people have donated from the Acast supporter feature?
That's really good incentive. Tom's going to be so pissed off.
Well, he shouldn't be not here then, should he?
Should we tell him the proposition just in case?
Oh, hang on. Has something happened? Because you're off the microphone now.
Oh, well, some new... I'm going to message you.
I thought there was a brief moment where everything cut out for about half a second and I thought the laptop's died. That's it. We've reached the end of the podcast. But we're getting an incoming message now. Helen Monks is typing. More teachers, I presume? So
yeah.
More teachers have arrived. But I don't really understand how that impacts what happened to your microphone then.
Oh, I don't know.
No, that was strange. Anyway, what percentage are we on? Because I think we're coming to
2%.
2%, this is perfect. All right, well...
Well, maybe I'll get to say goodbye and everything.
When we hit 2%, as always on this format, we get to any other business. 2% business.
Yep.
Any other business.
2% business from me.
So to sum up, we've done our surprise ep, but we're going to do the next couple of weeks sans price.
Correct. And then we're going to come back as promised with Funtime Friday.
Yes, that's exactly what we're going to do, isn't it? Oh my goodness, there's like almost a production plan for this podcast.
I know.
Now.
I know.
After nearly 2 years of it.
Can I tell you what's a bit inconvenient about this podcast this week, though?
Yeah.
It's like, it's been great. Love chatting. So glad to hear you're okay. But I now have no percentage on my laptop to do any of the work that I need to do for the rest of the day.
I didn't think about that, to be honest. Yeah, that is absolutely inconvenient, isn't it? Can you not go somewhere and plug it in any? Is the dungeon doesn't have any power?
I'll go down to the dungeon.
Go down to the dungeon, lower your body temperature a bit, charge your laptop.
Oh, lovely.
You'll have a great time. The energy will flow out of your body in heat and into the laptop as energy. Imagine
and I can use my energy to have a think about what my good deed's going to be.
Yeah, I'm really excited by this now. Because I'm going to Norfolk when I can to see my friends. So,
ooh.
And we're going to do a rural good deed, maybe. Who knows?
Ooh.
God, the world's our oyster, isn't it, Monksy?
It really is.
Making the world
wait.
A slightly better place one day at a time. Okay, bye now.
Okay, bye. Speak soon. Bye. Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 that's our Twitter name. 1%.
That is perfect, isn't it?
Perfect.
And the laptop dies now. It didn't actually die, I just cut Helen off. So, yeah, sucks to be you, Monks. GreatBigOwl.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.